From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Turkish media are reporting three of 13 suspects in custody in connection with Tuesday's suicide bombings at an Istanbul airport are foreign. The foreigners are said to be from Russia, Uzbekistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said Wednesday the investigation is ongoing, but evidence points to the Islamic State in that attack that killed 42 people and wounded 239 others. The director of the U.S. CIA, John Brennan, says the Istanbul attack has the hallmarks of the Islamic State and warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S.
I would be surprised that ISIL is not considering carrying out these attacks in the near abroad as well as the far abroad. And the United States, as we well know, is leading the coalition to try to destroy as much of this poison inside of Syria and Iraq as possible. So it would be surprising to me that ISIL is not trying to hit us, both in the region as well as in our homeland.
In addition to 13 Istanbul arrests, a state-run news agency reports nine other people arrested in a western coastal city accused of supporting the group's finances, recruiting, and logistics. Who will lead the UK's exit from the European Union? Not Conservative favorite Brexit proponent Boris Johnson. Johnson, the former mayor of London, today held a news conference.
Having consulted colleagues and in view of the circumstances in Parliament, I have concluded that person cannot be me.
The former mayor of London had strongly campaigned for the Leave referendum and was expected by many to run for prime minister as Britain severs its ties with the 28-nation European Union bloc. Prime Minister David Cameron announced his resignation after Britain voted to leave last week and said he would not participate in the negotiation. The current frontrunners for next prime minister are Justice Secretary Michael Gove and Home Secretary Theresa May. Airstrikes have killed at least 250 Islamic State fighters in Iraq, both Iraqi and U.S. officials report today. The airstrikes hit around 40 Islamic State vehicles just south of Fallujah, a former Islamic State stronghold liberated by U.S.-led Iraqi coalitions. These airstrikes mark the deadliest attack against the jihadist group, although officials warn their morale does not seem to be damaged in spite of territorial losses. The Taliban and its suicide car bombers struck a police convoy in the Afghan capital of Kabul today, killing at least 30 security personnel and wounding dozens more. The convoy was transporting cadets and trainers when it came under back-to-back blasts. Eyewitnesses told VOA they saw police personnel evacuating dead and wounded. President Ashraf Ghani condemned the terrorist attack as a crime against humanity and is ordering the Interior Ministry to probe how the decision on transportation of the cadets was made, promising follow-up actions in the event of negligence. Rodrigo Duterte was sworn in as the new president of the Philippines, the 16th today, in a low-key inauguration in the capital. Duterte is promising to crack down on criminal activity in and out of the government.
There are many amongst us who advance the assessment that the problems that bedevil our country today, which need to be addressed with urgency, are corruption, both in the high and low echelons of government, criminality in the streets, and the rampant sale of illegal drugs in all strata of Philippine society.
Duterte is a 71-year-old former prosecutor who was elected in May to serve a six-year term in his first role in national politics. The Hague Permanent Court of Arbitration says it will rule on July 12th on a case filed by the Philippines against China's claim over the South China Sea. China has refused to participate in any hearings and says it will not comply with decisions by the tribunal. Six governments have conflicting claims in the South China Sea: China, Vietnam, the Philippines, Taiwan, Malaysia, and Brunei. The ambassador to the United Nations for the U.S., Samantha Power, is calling on the international community to take greater action in tackling the refugee crisis. Speaking Wednesday at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, she announced U.S. plans to intensify resettlement efforts to admit 30,000 more refugees in 2016 and 2017. Meantime, Nobel Prize winners are calling on Greenpeace and other environmentalist groups to cease opposition to genetically modified foods, saying they pose no danger and can be beneficial. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.